Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Christy Kijarina. It's Wednesday, March 27. In Squiz Kids Today, protections for the lunar landscape, Paris's waiters race for glory, an Indian girl group's on the scene, and a Lego hero hangs up his helmet. That's what's making news, kid style.
The lowdown.
Have you ever stared up at the moon and wondered what's up there? Maybe you've spotted a man or a rabbit or even a cosmic toad. Well, some smart folks from the Royal Society released a report earlier this week, and they've spotted some very special sites that need our protection. If you're a long-time listener, you'll know that the moon is a pretty popular place these days. With all the moon missions going on and more on the horizon, scientists are getting a tad worried because there are no rules in place to protect these sites. You see, the moon isn't just a beautiful light in our sky, it's a treasure trove of deep pits to shield you from space rays, icy craters filled with water for future astronauts, tall ridges that soak up the sun for power, and extremely rare and precious rocks and minerals. And the quietest spot in our galaxy, the dark side of the moon, which is perfect for radio telescopes to look back in time to the dawn of the universe. Now, you might think, well, the moon's huge. Why should we worry? Well, the moon is becoming such a popular destination, the report's authors are calling for a global consensus, which is a fancy word that means an agreement, to protect these precious resources for all of the space explorers of tomorrow. And while we're looking up, the sun has had an explosive time this week, shooting out a ginormous blob of plasma called a coronal mass ejection into space. Sounds intense. The plasma is packed with electrically charged particles that dance around and create a magnetic field. And here's the really cool part. When these particles waltz on into the Earth's atmosphere, they put on an amazing coloured light show in the sky, known as an aurora. So, if you're in the southern states and the sky clears up at night this week, take a look up and prepare to be amazed. And hey, if you snap a pic, don't forget to show us. Sharing is caring, after all.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Paris, the capital city of France that will be hosting the Olympic Games later this year. But before the Olympic torch lights up, Paris has decided to warm up with a quirky race that's over a century old, called the Course de la Cafés. Now, don't expect to see lightning-fast sprinters like Usain Bolt or even football star Mbappe pounding the Parisian pavements in this race. Nope. This one's for the unsung heroes of Paris's famous cafés, the waiters and waitresses. They dash through the streets, covering 2 kilometres, with a tray carrying a croissant, an empty coffee cup, and a glass full of water, all without spilling a drop or breaking into a run. Over 200 participants, some even rocking really cool bow ties, took on this challenge, with the quickest server crossing the finish line in just 13 minutes and 30 seconds. And their prize? Tickets to the Olympic opening ceremony and a posh night in a Paris hotel. How cool is that? Bravo!
Pop Culture Corner.
After 20 years without a girl group, Indian music is back on the map with its very own all-girl band, Wish. They're aiming to make a big splash in the brand new world of iPop. Inspired by the stars of Japanese and Korean pop, 4 young Indian women, sisters Ree and Sim, Zoe, and their youngest member, Suchi, are ready to show the world what they've got. WISH stands for World Inca Stage High, which is a cool way of saying the world is our stage in a mix of English and Hindi. Now, hold on to your headphones because I've stuck a link to their debut single, Laziz, in the episode notes. Laziz means delicious or tasty in Urdu. And let me tell you, this song is just that. It's so catchy, you might even catch me busting out some Bollywood moves.
Squeeze Kids salutes.
What has a big yellow head, claw-shaped hands, and stands 7 feet tall? Nope, it's not a new superhero from the block town. It's South Australia's very own Alex McIntyre, rocking his very own Lego, or should I say Lego, minifigure costume. Alex's super mum helped him craft this awesome getup back in 2013. But after being injured during a dog attack while wearing his Batman minifigure costume, Alex has decided it's time to retire his bricktastic outfits. Over the years, Alex has brought smiles to the faces of hundreds of kids and adults. He talks openly about having autism and says that the suit allows him to take on a more outgoing personality and cope with crowds while bringing joy to others. And he's not just about the smiles. This guy marched 100 kilometres in his costume to raise funds for the Cancer Council. Alex is a true hero, showing everyone that believing in yourself is the real superpower. Hats off, or should we say helmets off, to you, Alex McIntyre. Squiz Kids salutes you. Hey there, friends. This Thursday will be our last day of regular programming before we take a tiny vacation to match the Queensland school holidays. But never fear, we've got a treasure trove of fun for you. Perfect for those long road trips or cosy afternoons when the rain pitter-patters outside. So, starting this Friday, get ready for the first of our super cool Bumper Kids vs. Adults Squizzes. It's a fun way for everyone to play and discover who's smarter, kids or adults. And hold on, there's more! Each Tuesday we'll surprise you with a shortcut or a Squiz the World episode right in your favourite podcasting app. Now, for our friends in the ACT, New South Wales, South Australia or Tassie, your holiday adventures will start a bit later this year. But don't worry, you can listen too. And to all the wonderful teachers out there, if you're part of the Squiz Kids classroom crew, don't forget you can use our classroom companion search to find super cool worksheets and podcast episodes that match whatever you're teaching. All these adventures and more are waiting for you at our Squiz Kids website, squizkids.com.au.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one, what is the name for the light show that's caused by charged particles from the sun crashing into the Earth's atmosphere? You're a clever cookie if you said an aurora. Question number two, what did the waitstaff have to carry on their trays during their race through Paris? There were three different things. What were they? Nice listening if you said a croissant, an empty coffee cup, and a full glass of water. Question number three. The first single from Indian girl group WISH is called Laziz. This is an Urdu word that means what in English? Nice work if you remembered it means delicious or tasty. Yeah!
Shout outs.
It's March 27, National Scribble Day. So grab your crayons and get scribbling. And I'm sure it's just a coincidence, but famous tessellator M.C. Escher died on this day back in 1972. If you don't know who that is or what tessellations are, it's well worth checking out the link in today's episode notes. You can thank me later. It's also a very special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Ravi from Cobbity, Aubrey from Mount Isa, Vivian from Forest Lake, Adam from Woongarra, Oscar from Blaney, Mason from Bundaberg, Saskia from Mossman, Sophia from Birkdale, Marcus and Melissa from New South Wales, Hunter from Ambrose, Oliver from Ormiston, Aidan from St. Peter's, Hannah B from Roselle, Sergio from Maroubra, Estelle from Appin Valley, Mia from Echuca, Rejig from Manly, and Isabel listening all the way over there in Bali, Indonesia. And belated birthday shoutouts go to Isabel from Warunga, Aria from Greystanes, and Henley from Gulgong. Classroom shoutouts today go to Class 5-6 Echidnas with Mrs. Marsh at Turvey Park Public School, Class 5B with Ms. Brokenshire at Our Lady Help of Christians Primary School in East Brunswick, Class 5T with Miss Turner at the Scott School in Albury, the Year 6 class with Miss Georges at Marion Catholic Primary School in Horsley Park, Class 6B with Miss Bronson at Rouse Hill Public School, Mrs. Smorey's class at Pointer Primary School, and Class K6RP with Mrs. Parekh and Mrs. Reardon at Carringbar Public School. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.